You know, I think there are a lot of people that have looked at the last 4 years and seen what Donald Trump has done and said in different circumstances and have kind of given him a pass or thought, well, it was a one-time thing. Really saw a lot of people, staff, other Republicans really saying this was the last straw for them, that they felt like they could no longer, you know, hold their tongue. So you're seeing people on Capitol Hill that are longtime allies of the president. You saw the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, really breaking with him and saying, we need to be telling the truth about what happened in this election. The chaos at the Capitol has really, really deeply impacted so many people close to President Trump that this is really impacting how they feel about him.
We are journalists and not judges and juries, but here you have Republicans in Congress talking about these presidential devotees so harshly. They're domestic terrorists, they say. They're horrible. But were these politicians not practically worshiping these people for the past 4 years for fear of getting on the wrong side of the president's Twitter feed?
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. There are many Republicans, not all, but many, most Republicans that really, really did value President Trump's supporters, tens of millions of supporters, those same supporters that voted for him in the election, and they did not want to lose them. They were very complimentary of the president for bringing new people into the Republican Party, and they wanted to keep them. But now you're exactly right. You saw them today saying, well, wait a minute. You know, we don't support them, and we don't want their support because of the actions that happened. But you're right. For 4 years, we have been seeing them basically saying they wanted those supporters and not standing up to the president.
And not to pile on, but when you hear the reporting that some of the president's cabinet has been debating invoking the 25th Amendment, some are asking, why didn't you see the goalpost moving the past 4 years, a more and more authoritarian signs?
Yeah, that's right. And the same I would say for these people that resign. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of pushback. Well, it's easy to resign when there's only 2 weeks left. You know, why was this the last straw when there were so many other things that have happened? So, you know, leaving the White House 2 weeks early, I have to tell you, the White House is pretty empty these days. Many people have already left as they're trying to find new jobs and they realize Joe Biden is coming in. So it doesn't take maybe a lot to leave 2 weeks early.
In our final 30 seconds, do you have a final thought about where we might go from here? Will there be a real effort to achieve normalcy, whatever that might be these days?
Well, I've really been struck by how many people came back to the Capitol and decided not to object to Joe Biden's victory, inevitable victory here. This has changed the minds of some Republicans. So we'll see what the next 2 weeks are like. But I can tell you that I suspect, and from people I've talked to, that Donald Trump's not going to change anything. He's going to continue to say that he won and that he should be fighting this election and that he was wrong. So I don't think he's going to change.